We're learning Tosfos Yomi, and now we are on Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Samech, on both Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, which is the page 60, and we are learning a new Mishnah, which is about a conditional Kiddushin, which works only if he gives her money. This money is extra money. This is not the Kesef Kiddushin which we talked about so far throughout the whole Maseches. This is really something which he promises. This is not what is called Nedunya, which is usual, it's a customary to give this money to her. This is not this money. This is special thing. This is called Tnai. This is a condition. Kiddushin works only on a condition if he gives her this money. And it's very interesting, because we have a very, very similar Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, which is about divorce. And then regarding divorce, we saw that he says, okay, I give you the letter of divorce, but only on the condition that you give me money. So it's like psychology. It's like psychology in the Mishnah that in the case of Kiddushin, he says that I want to give you money. I want to give you money. He wants to give her money. In the case of divorce, he wants to receive the money from her. So this is the psychology. He wants to express his love towards her, which is the opposite in the case of divorce. Lionenu. So this shouldn't occur to any one of us. Okay. But both Mishnayos are reinterpreted by Amoraim. So we know there was the Tanoim, which was one generation, and after a few generations, another era was the era of the Amoraim, and they reinterpreted really both Mishnayos. So there are two differences so far in the Mishnayos. One is about Kiddushin, one is about Gittin, one is about the marriage, other is about divorce. And in the case of Kiddushin, he gives her money, and in the case of Gittin, he expects the money of her. Okay. But, and in both cases it is stated that Kiddushin, either Kiddushin or Gittin, is only functional in case of finishing, in case of receiving the money, either giving the money, and this is being reinterpreted by the Amoraim Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda in the Gemara in both Mishnayos, in both cases. So Rav Huna says that this works retroactively, just as we got used to it throughout whole Shas. There are such of similar cases, but for some reasons that we don't yet know, Rav Yehuda doesn't want to accept this assumption, and he says that it doesn't work retroactively. So either Kiddushin or Gittin are only functional, are only working, are only activated by giving the money, and not retroactively. And in both cases, the Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina? My beinayhu? What's the difference between the... is it the case that the machloikes is just a theoretical one? Or is there a difference between them in lemaise, lehaloche? Is there a halachic difference? Is there a case where one would decide other, like something different than the other? And the surprising thing, which is what is really the starting point of this Tosfos, that really there are two cases: case of Gittin and case of Kiddushin, and we see different nafkaminos, but we don't know why, because you can exchange them. So let me show you the nafkaminos. Nafkaminos is the practical difference. So it says my beinayhu. In the first case, it says in the case of Kiddushin, it says what's the difference? Lagabe Kiddushin, ika beinayhu. Sheposhta yada vekiblo kiddushin me'acher. So she gave her hand, and receive the kiddushin from a third party. So a third party kicks in and wants to get the lady before her current husband. So it's clear. Because Rav Huna said it worked retroactively, so third party has no chance. And Rav Yehuda says, okay, so as long as the first husband, first wannabe husband didn't give the money, then the third party has a chance. Because this just doesn't work retroactively. Clear. The other case is the case of Gittin. It says, my bein, I wake up in Yehuda. This is already on the top of the page of Amud Beis, my bein ha'ika bein ha'u shenit kara ha'get, aisha ovad. If the get was missing, either it was torn, or it was just lost. So do we need the get actually? Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do need, because it doesn't work retroactively. You have to put the get immediately. It must be somewhere, you know. You must know where it is currently. So it just doesn't just work. According to Rav Huna's opinion, it does work very nicely because, yeah, the original one was working and this is good. And Taisfe suggests you can switch really the two nafkaminas. You could say the opposite one. So let's see what would it give. Really, really, you need some background knowledge. Really, you cannot generally answer this question because both nafkaminos work and one has to, at least if you don't know the whole shas, you don't have at your fingertips all the various halochas, then if you still have your ability to think, it's also enough, because then you can see that okay, so this is not the thing that you said over there, and this is not the thing that you said over there, so that something is thinking, something must be there, and something begs to be asked, and then Taisfes comes to your help and tells you all the background knowledge that you are missing. Okay, so let's try to switch by barefoot. Okay, so let's see first. It's our case is Nitkarab Aget. Okay, so this is maybe. How to put this to Kiddushin, into context of Kiddushin. Okay, so Kiddushin is the original Kesef Kiddushin, the Moes Kiddushin that he gave her. Yes? So what is with it? Maybe there is no more. Maybe she used it up, she consumed it. If you remember correctly, we really learned this one. But okay, so let's speak about it at the end. But about this specific case, even we do this program still only a few weeks, but we already learned this case, so it's just fantastic. But the other one is something which is really, really something new for us. What was the other case he said? He said, yes, there was a third party. Okay, so the third party wanted to marry her. Okay, so this is true. This can be true. Maybe in the other case as well. Because now it's a bit confusing because it's Kiddushin and there is Gittin. So in the case of Kiddushin, it was two guys like fighting for the same lady. Now it's not the case. Now one guy wants out and the other guy wants in. But still, the first guy is in play because he hasn't yet gave the money. No. He hasn't received the money. Yes, because he asks for her money. And this means that maybe she is still married to the first guy. Okay, what's the case if she now receives Kiddushin from a third party? She is already waiting to be married again, even though she didn't pay what she needed to pay, but she already wants. So this is something other. This also should be enough kamina between Rav Yehuda and Ravuna. So let's think about it. Ravuna says it works retroactively. Okay, so it's very nice. Ravuna can say that, very good. You just pay it, and you're out. You're okay. This is the woman wanted to do it now. She didn't have like patience. She was an impatient woman. Wanted to marry again, even before paying. Okay, Ravuna says, okay, why not? Why not? You just have to pay. Maybe you will work better together with your new husband and it will give you energy, so let's pay it later on. So seemingly this should be enough Kamina. And Rav Yehuda, of course, he says, no such thing, nothing works retroactively, so you're still married and your second marriage is nothing. So according to Rav Yehuda says, you don't need a get. This is interesting. This is, I say it in advance because I saw it. Ein tzricha get meshini, so you don't need a get from the second one. But what is this really? Why do you want to get a get from the second one? Because you're just married to him and you already want out. Yes, because if Rav Yehuda could say such a thing. Because Rav Yehuda, what is the shita of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says that this doesn't work retroactively. So you're still married to the first one. So your marriage to the second one was nothing. So if you want, now this is a fourth guy comes, already a third. New person comes. And she wants to marry. Okay, if she wants to marry the same guy, maybe it's no problem. You make a kiddushin and it's no question. Because it's for free, really. I don't know, there is maybe service fee, but it's not that interesting. As if she wants a new marriage. She wants to constitute a new marriage. She wants to divorce from her second husband and her third husband comes. Then it's a question. Because Rabbi Yehuda could say in such a case that no, your second marriage was not really a marriage. Because really, even when you constituted the second marriage, your first marriage was still active because you still haven't, because you haven't paid so far, you haven't paid yet for your first get. So you wasn't married, you was married for the first guy and not the second guy. So you don't need a get from the second one. Which is always something strong to say, because we're always like reluctant about these get issues because we don't want to have mamzer. So even if we would have some slighter shade of having safek kiddushin, we always want get. We always want get because we don't want mamzerim. If you have a safek get, if you have somebody who is married, maybe married, maybe not, and you say, oh, maybe she's not married, she gets married to another husband, and she has children. Okay, so if she was married, then these children are mamzerim, because she was an eshes ish. She was a married woman from has children from another man. This is a classical case of mamzerus, and we always protect us ourselves from mamzerus. So, in such a case, this is strong to say from part of Rav Yehuda that you don't need a get from the second one. According to Rav Huna, it's okay. According to Rav Huna, okay, you need a get from the second husband, since this was retroactive, you need a full-fledged get. It's no get safek here. It's full-fledged get. You were not married to your first husband, you were married to your second husband, and then you want a third husband, so get. Easy. But Rav Yehuda is the question. Okay, let's see, Tosfos in this light. Toisves says this is the top Toisves on Amud Beis. Ika beinayhu shenitkara haget oishen nevat. There is this difference between the two of them of losing the get, or in either it was torn or it was lost. Veloy rotzol shinuye ika beinayhu lepashta yada vekibla kiddushin me'acher. They don't want to answer the same answer as they did at Vav, that there was a third party and she received the new husband's kiddushin already before paying her payment, which was the condition of the fulfillment of her get kiddul ha'el, as we've seen above. Then Cain, why? Because if so, hoyo tzarik loimar delarav Yehuda tzricha get mesheni. Because if so, we would have been forced to say, because we want the nafkamina. And what is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is you need get from the second one. This is the nafkamina, and this is something which the Gemara wanted, full consciousness, consciously. He wanted to avoid it, to say such a thing, because it's not true. Because this is simply not true. This is simply not a nafkamina. This nafkamina, which seems to be perfect nafkamina, is not nafkamina. Why? This is just a fact. Well, Rabbi Yehuda ain't tzricha get mesheni. So, really, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a get from the sheni. Why? No. You have to say that Rafuna needs a second get and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. Valesa. And this is not the case. Why? I think it's the stringency on the suffix, which I said before. Exactly. Get me suffix. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that you will need to get a suffix yet, because I don't know, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm not. I'm stringent to both directions. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. And there is a very nice source, which Taisa says, Perik Mishen Orchaz, Likshe Titen, the Megureshes, the Inna Megureshes, okay, so this was the first exchange. So let's see now the second exchange. Over there as well, we didn't want to say that the difference in the case of Kiddushin, the happier case, we also didn't want to say that maybe the Kiddushin was lost. Why? It's very easy if you think about it. So there was the time of the Kiddushin. He gave the Kesef Kiddushin to her, and time goes by, and then he comes along and gives her the money. And then she says, oh, I've just lost the Kiddushin. You gave me a very nice ring. I don't know where it is. Because then Rav Yehuda would have to need to say, would want to say, no kiddushin, because it has to be here now, just as in the case of get. This is what Rav Yehuda would say. But really, it's not. It's also not true. Why? Shelev da kiddushin shenosan la meshas kiddushin. So this was a good answer here for Gittin, but Gabe Kiddushin, it's no good answer. So this would have result in for Ravuna to work. Have Kiddushin, Rav Yehuda no Kiddushin. Yes, Rav Yehuda would say, no, this just doesn't work. Because everybody agrees, even though she sold the ring and she bought from the ring, I don't know, she spent it for tzedakah, she donated the whole money. No, nothing left from the money. You don't have the money. You don't have even nothing from it. You don't have even the trace of it. You don't have by yourself. Kevan de Betorias Kiddushin Yehavne. Because it was under the law of a Kiddushin. So this was this category of giving the money under the sign of the Kiddushin, which we already learned, if you remember, regarding the case of the dates that she gave, that when he gave her dates, like the fruit, not the appointment. So he gave dates as kiddushin, kesa kiddushin, and she started to eat the dates. She ate, consumed her kiddushin. And there was the idea of the Taisves over there that this should work really, because this was Taras Kiddushin. Because Taras Kiddushin means that you got it, and there you have it, and you don't need it anymore. It's not like what is often also said, that you need like the case of Malve, Kiddushin by Milve, like giving some money as a lend, borrowing money, which is not possible to make kiddushin with it. But then Taisves said, no, it's a different case. Okay, you see there if you want, because we spoke about it a lot. I won't repeat. But the bottom line really here is that since she got this money as Torah's kiddushin, you don't really need the money to be present. It's interesting that by the get you do need the get to be present. Why? It's good to ask. Maybe this is one such question that is possible to continue the learning after closing the book. That in the case of get, you want the get to be there. You know there is such a halacha regarding kesuva. You have the kesuva to be there. Otherwise, it is forbidden, rabbinically prohibited, to be together with your wife, as wife and husband, if you don't have the kesuba present. You have to have it there. It has to be there, and you have to know that it's there. So it's very, very strict. And I know it's not the same, I just wanted to say it, just to put it somewhere. But regarding get, there is something similar. The get should be there when the get should chal. But the kiddushin, no. The kiddushin is something that it's like the act of giving. I gave you the kiddushin and that's it. And I don't care, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's already a long time ago. It was, but nevertheless, it can occur even without the kiddushin voice being present, which I think this is something really, 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 really surprising, that you don't have the kiddushin to be the moist kiddushin to be present at the time of the kiddushin, and you have the get to be present at the time of the divorce. Both can be asked why. So let us ask why after the shiur. And the first kiddushin, the amrin of the pirkin, we just learned it now here. Here you are, bratos to me, I engage you after 30 days. Even though in 30 days there is nothing left from the money, literally nothing, and the kiddushin will be valid. And the reasoning, he says, is the same, which was the question over there by the days. This is a special law of a kiddushin. You just have to give, and that's it. And nobody cares what happens to it thereafter.